Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got it.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins on a gorgeous Father's Day Sunday here at Target Field as we come to you live from just outside the Thomson Reuters Champions Club. Twins and the Cubs coming up in about 1 hour from now, the rubber game of this three-game weekend series. Some compelling action on the field throughout this weekend series and throughout this homestand so far. And the Twins and the Cubs wrap things up today at 1:10. It'll be Kyle Gibson today for the Twins, 4-5. Jake Arrieta, having a fine season, will oppose for Chicago. He is 6-5. ERA is 3.40. I'm Corey Provis, and welcome to Inside Twins. We welcome your questions today. You can reach us in two ways, via Twitter, hashtag Inside Twins, or via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com. Before we get to some action on the field, some injury updates, we say good afternoon and a happy Father's Day to GM Terry Ryan. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Corey, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
All the dads out there today, should be a big crowd expected today. Twins and the Cubs wrap things up. A lot to get to, Terry, but let's go back, I guess, throughout the week. Some compelling games against the Cardinals. Twins and Cardinals split that four-game series. Twins won the opener Friday, lost yesterday, but just some compelling action on the field this week.
Yeah, the Cardinals are an amazing organization, Corey, because they don't have Holiday, they don't have Adams out there, they don't have Wainwright yet. They have the best record in the game, I believe, and they are a difficult team to beat because they have a lot of weapons. Their starting pitching's impressive, their bullpen's impressive, and they play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and we're lucky, or not lucky, but fortunate that we split with them, and here come the Cubs here, and they've got a lot of new faces on this ball club that are interesting guys. You know, you kind of hear and read about a lot of these guys coming up through the ranks. Schwarber, for instance, and he's one of those. Addison Russell, the guy they acquired from Oakland in the Smarzula trade. So there's interesting things coming through Target Field here that are kind of enjoyable to watch. Hopefully we win our fair share, but today ought to be a good game.
How unique is it in all the years you've been around the game to see this young talent from both sides on the field at the same time, so many players so early in their respective careers?
Well, isn't it amazing that we took, as an industry, a lot of heat about holding players back. And now all of a sudden, I think there's been about 10 guys that have been brought up here in the last 2 weeks, it seems like, that, you know, bringing Buxton up well before his roster situation would be ironed out. The same with Schwarber. And I don't know, I don't recall the promotion of that type of player, unless it's September, in a long time. And there's a handful of guys here that have been talked about and read and wrote about and all the stuff that comes with Baseball America and the accolades. And they're getting a chance. Now, some of them, obviously, Buxton's going through a tough time here with the bat, but patience will be a virtue, and all these players are going to get a good taste, and hopefully they stay up here. But if they don't, they'll certainly rebound.
I want to get back to Buxton momentarily, but that label that's kind of been around the game for a long time, that when you get to this level, it shouldn't be about development anymore. Maybe some polish at the end. Is that not accurate in today's game?
That's not accurate in today's game. You know, there are players that come up here all the time that may not be ready for the everyday, and you know, it's very difficult to replicate what's going on up in the big leagues, down in the minor leagues. And I don't care if it's AAA or AA, but you just don't see the type of talent at AAA that you would hear on an everyday basis. And it's tough to just tell a guy that it's not much different in the big leagues. It is different in the big leagues, all the way from the media attention to the crowds to the stadiums to the talent to the depth and the pressure. So there's a lot of things that you have to overcome.
All right, a lot to get to on our show today. We're going to take our first break now. When we come back, we'll dive more into Byron Buxton, which you have seen now in person here throughout the last couple of days for the first time here at the big league level. Much more on Buxton, other topics as well. Inside Twins continues on Father's Day here at Target Field next on your home for Twins baseball.
Hey,
Hey, Twins fans. When the Twins win, you win at Papa John's. Whether it's a ninth inning save or a walk-off single, fans score big with Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com and use promo code TWINSWIN the day after any Twins victory to get 50% off any regular menu price large or extra large pizzas. That's 50% off Papa John's pizza the day after Twins win. Now that's hitting it out of the ballpark. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Twins players need fuel to keep running those bases, and your car's engine needs fuel to keep running at its peak. Only available at Super America top-tier rated Super Fuels, a specially formulated gasoline that cleans your engine and keeps it running at peak performance. Be good to your engine, and it will be good to you. Only at Super America.
Meet Maggie. Nothing thrilled Maggie until she discovered the Minnesota Lottery's new Make My Day family of games. Now everything makes her day.
Small coffee, Maggie.
Maggie, a party of two, your table is ready.
Booyah!
Prescription for Maggie.
Play Make My Day, week, month, or year for the chance to win up to $200,000. Chance is a beautiful thing. Must be 18 or older. MNLottery.com.
Hey, families, register to win 4 tickets to a Saturday Twins home game, including free hot dogs, sodas, and your own private tour of Target Field. Find out where to enter at OurFamilyFoods.com. The Our Family brand is proud to support families and family-owned businesses throughout Twins territory.
Take the muscle out of mowing with Toro's new all-wheel drive recycler walk mower. All-wheel drive provides you extra traction for hills and uneven areas. The personal paced automatic drive system senses and smoothly adjusts to your walking pace. And Toro's recycler cutting system clips clippings into a fine mulch for a healthy, lush lawn. See the Toro recycler all-wheel drive mower with smart features and proven dependability at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Corey Provis alongside Terry Ryan. And Terry, we touched on Byron Buxton there briefly in the first segment. Let's begin this segment right there. And you had a chance to see Buxton at all the levels he's played at so far. And if you look back, even as early as this season, down to Double-A, he's had some stretches where he's gone 2-for-15, 2-for-18, 2-for-19. How similar is what we're seeing now on the big league field to what you have seen in the past at any minor league stop?
Well, he's had some issues, Corey. It hasn't been smooth sailing every stop of the way with him. Of course, last year he was injured twice, so that hurt his development. But he's the type of guy, I don't think you're going to see too many problems when it comes to the defense, and certainly his running speed and arm strength is powerful. He made a bad throw yesterday, which was ill-advised. You can't throw high in that situation, and he did. But, you know, usually, and we have this saying, that the bad is the last thing to come in development, and obviously it is with Buxton. And people talk about players with power. That's another tool that it takes a while to gear in on, but he'll get it. I mean, he struggled in his minor league career at times, and he's figured it out, and then he took off, and I suspect that'll be the same situation up here, that eventually he's going to settle in.
Results obviously go a long way at this level and in this business, but as you kind of grade Buxton's at-bats, do you do it differently knowing what he's trying to go through right now?
No, I don't. I do it the same way that I do with any major league player up here, is if they have a quality of at-bat, he gets a plus. If he has a negative at-bat, I give him a minus, and he had a couple pluses yesterday because he worked a couple walks, and that's a plus, but he also got himself out, I believe, one time. And he hasn't barreled a ball up in Target Field yet. Mm-hmm. I think it's apparent that that ball he hit in St. Louis, we're looking for him to barrel one up here or there. And, you know, when he does, he's strong. He can hit a ball a long way. You watch him in batting practice, he reaches the second decks here in BP. That's encouraging for a young guy that's growing into his body still. So, you know, it's going to come, and eventually he'll figure it out. But we've got to get to make sure that he stays in the strike zone. And if he stays in that thing, he's probably going to succeed.
Hypothetically speaking, if Buxton would to go back down at any point here this season, would you want him to go back to Double-A where he performed well, or would you send him maybe to Rochester where he hasn't been yet?
I have not given that 1 ounce of thought. So I'd like to stay away from responding to that thing. I hope that he would stay. Usually when we bring a guy up here, it's for them to stay. And I would like for him to prove that we made the right decision.
Something I have not heard you speak of yet is when you realized that Buxton was going to come up from AA. How did that phone call work? And were you excited to make that call to Mankiewicz, or was it Brad Style to kind of let the folks at Chattanooga know that he was heading up here?
Well, here's the thing. Last week today, I believe, is Torrey was suspended and Hicks was hurt. So now what do you want us to do? We got to find a center fielder to get in here and help our outfield, actually. We could move Rosario over because he can play center, but we decided to bring up our guy, Buxton, and I called Mankiewicz just to get his input, and I talked to Brad to get his input, and I certainly, somebody's got to make that decision, and ultimately it's me, and with the input from our manager and so forth, but I called Doug and told him we're going to bring him up after taking all this into consideration, and he informed Byron, and then we got him on a plane the next morning and into Texas.
Staying in the minor leagues for a moment, question your Terry from Logan. What do you expect from Danny Santana if and when he would return from Rochester?
Well, there again, he's going to have to dominate that AAA stuff before he comes back, so that's not even crossed our mind much. You know, he just got down there.
You hearing good things, though, about the way he's playing offensively, defensively?
Yeah, as he should. You know, he's been up here about a year now. He ought to go down there and dominate that stuff. There's no reason. We can't have him having inconsistent at-bats. We can't have him having inconsistent games. We can't have him disappear. We need every day he has to come to that park and prove that he belongs up here and not down there. And he's doing a reasonable job of that to this point. You know, he's a worker. He is a good teammate. He's a good human being. He represents us well. But when he comes back up here, it's a different story. We got to have him ready to contribute. We're in this thing right now, and it's in getting close to the halfway mark. We're trying to get into postseason. We need people to come up here and contribute.
All right, another thought, too, on some young players, and this one, maybe we're seeing an adjustment from Eddie Rosario. Came up, got hot right away, then had to sit for a couple of days, but here at home, and really I think here in the month of June, we've seen some good games. Has he made another adjustment with his swing at the plate?
Yeah, I think he realizes that you got to take every at-bat seriously. You just can't give away at-bats up here. He's played a pretty good defense. He's been a parent out there, the defensive side of the game, both in right and left. He made a good catch the other night on a long run. He's got an accurate arm, and he usually throws to the right base, and he usually hits the cutoff guy. He can steal a bag here or there. He doesn't profile as a corner guy, Corey. That's an issue because he doesn't have that type of back fence power, but he has the ability, and he's not a very big guy, but he can hit a ball over the fence, and I suspect you'll see some power out of him. But I think he's done a reasonable job for us. He certainly can compete up here.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Irvin Santana made his first rehab start at AAA Rochester last night. Rob Antony is there watching that. We'll see what Terry had to say about that and more. Also, Jordan Schaefer was released by the Twins this week. We'll touch on that as well coming up in our next segment. Inside Twins continues here at Target Field in your home for Twins baseball.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The Minnesota Twins and Fox Sports North present Military Monday. Active military and veterans, plus four guests, can get half-price home plate view seats with their military ID. For more information, go to twinsbaseball.com.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Going to see the Twins after work? Bring your coworkers down to Target Field from 5:30 to 6:30 for Thirsty Thursday nights. Enjoy discounted happy hour prices, including $2 draft beers and rail drinks, along with great appetizer specials. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursday nights at Target Field.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Corey Provis, Terry Ryan with you. This program taking you up until about 12:30 Central Time. Chris has the pregame show, 1:10. Twins and the Cubs, game three of this series coming up, the rubber game of this series. Irvin Santana, Terry, made his first rehab start last night, first of three he'll have at Rochester. What were the results last night?
He threw 5 2/3. They won the game. He was a little rusty. He used all his pitches. He got up to 88 pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. And he competed, but it was apparent that he's been out for a while, even though he's pitched in the extended. But he got through it, so he'll be better the next time.
Still penciled in to rejoin the big league club around that July 4th weekend series in Kansas City?
Yeah, actually, we're required to reinstate him on the 4th, so we got ultimately, that's the day that he has to be back on the 40-man roster.
And that's per the CBA and the PED rules in place there. So that's going to be kind of an intriguing decision as to who goes, right, from the starting staff as you kind of watch a competition play out internally the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, we got a good problem on our hands, which is unusual for us in that pitching area.
Yeah, we didn't really touch on that when we went to the Cardinals series in our first segment. The way that Trevor May and Kyle Gibson and Tommy Malone and then Pelfrey here on Thursday, they competed with that outstanding Cardinals staff, maybe the best in the game right now. Did you take something away from that, watching your guys go up against that group?
I did. You know, watching us perform here and the pitching staff in particular, it's always good to have competition and depth. And people know that in that staff. They realize that Santana's kind of hovering around. So it doesn't hurt any to have that type of situation. We have that right now. I hope they keep it up and make our decision very difficult. And that would be the ideal scenario. And, of course, I don't know how long Nolasco will be out, Corey, but, you know, if we can get these orthotics in, which they're supposed to arrive tomorrow, and we get him going here, maybe we can get him back into the mix.
Surgery still not being, discussed?
I haven't heard anything about surgery with this thing, so hopefully the orthotics will take care of his discomfort.
The Tommy Malone that has strung together two great starts, is this the guy you saw with the A's?
Well, our scouts did. I have not seen that until recently. Of course, we didn't see him do much last year when we got him because of his neck issue, and then we sent him out early this year, and now he's come back and he's done a nice job, and that's kind of what the scouting reports indicated that he's capable of doing.
Staying with the injuries for a moment, as we touched on Nolasco, what's the latest on Aaron Hicks? Is he progressing?
He's okay. He's throwing, and it's not coming along as fast as I was hoping, but nonetheless, he's still got, 10 days, probably 9-10 days or so left in his DL stint, so it's not that imperative, but you'd like to get him back sooner rather than later, and hopefully he'll only use the 15 days and we can get moving.
Jordan Schaefer was released a couple days back. He'd been out now for a long time, played in just about 20 games this season with the knee injury. Eventually, what led to that call?
Well, we have Rosario, and we have Hicks, and we have Buxton, and we have Robinson, and we have People. So I just didn't see where he was going to fit here, and we thought it might be better off just to let him go and see if he can find another job.
Did he have to be activated off the DL and then released?
No, we kept him. He's healthy. I didn't activate him because we're paying him. You know, that's the situation here that I'm not proud of that, but nonetheless, it comes with the territory. And I've got two of those on my hands with Stauffer and him. So we're paying for people not playing for us. That's not exactly how you draw it up.
I have a question here. This one comes from Troy, and he wants to know your thoughts on the way interleague games are now scheduled and the system that's in place.
I like the wins that are going on right now, I can tell you that, because it's been enjoyable with the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Brewers for sure. Now, some of the times when you get out and you're playing some of the East or the West clubs, there's not quite the interest. But we've got an ideal schedule here in our league this year, and it's worked out well.
Am I right in understanding that the only reason why that the Twins and Brewers have those three-game weekend series this season is because the AL Central partner is the NL Central, that next season it'll be the NL East that the Twins and other AL Central teams will partner with? It'll go back to a 2-2 with Milwaukee next year?
That sounds like the scenario, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a shame, too, because
it's
great here, and it's going to be fun next weekend in Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, it sure is. That's an enjoyable weekend series against the Brewers, 3-3, and we wish we could keep that up, but unfortunately the schedule doesn't allow it every so often.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and wrap things up with Terry Ryan next. Inside Twins coming up here on your home for Twins baseball.
When you run a small business, you get used to rejection. You don't take it personally. It just comes with the territory. But with West Bend, it's different. We want to do business with you. Because if you're a small business owner, it means you sweat the details. It means you're proud of what you've created. It means that you care. And that's exactly why we want to insure you. To find out more about small business coverage from West Bend, visit thesilverlining.com.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Love the speed of a zero-turn mower but want the steering of a tractor? Get the best of both with Toro's new Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor. It combines the steering wheel and speed control pedal of a tractor with the maneuverability of a zero-turn, along with a hitch to pull yard care attachments. See the smart features and proven dependability of the new Toro Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor at these retailers: Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
Peak performance. It's earned. Through patience, sacrifice, and working with the best. That's why Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center offers comprehensive sports medicine services. Discover our state-of-the-art facilities, injury prevention and treatment procedures, and performance training programs for all ages and abilities. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make an appointment at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
Twins fans, join SA for Super America Kids Day at Target Field, where not full tickets save you $5 in the home run porch for select Sunday games. Sunday is Kids Day, so partner up with Super America. Visit a store near you to pick up a not full ticket voucher. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
Kids grow out of calling mom, mommy. They grow out of sleeping with a blankie. They grow out of eating stuff off the floor. They grow out of race car-shaped beds. They grow out of having invisible friends, hopefully. But a kid never grows out of baseball. They grow old with it. The joy, the lessons, and the memories stick with them like pine tar. Give your kid the lifelong gift of baseball. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Twins Community Fund. Getting more kids in the game. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Just a couple minutes left as we wrap up Inside Twins with Terry Ryan. And Terry, Chris will have more coming up with Brad Style on the minor league side, but did want to get your thoughts on two individuals in the minor leagues that caught my attention, not just this week, but so far this season, both at AA. Max Kepler. Every day I read his name, Terry, he's picking up more hits. He's on base a ton. He's just doing so many great things, and he's playing some outfield and some infield.
Yeah, he is. We've waited for this season to come along, Corey. We put him on the roster, I guess, a couple years ago now, and he's one of those athletes that you dream about. And now his strength is growing into that body, which is an excellent frame. He's playing some first, he's playing some left, he's playing some center. He's athletic enough to do them all, but he's barreling balls up about every at-bat. When I was down there, he was killing it, and he's continued to kill it. And it's very encouraging because all of us were hoping this young lad from Germany would emerge, and he has. And now it's just a matter of, all right, where does he go next? So he's dominating, and we'll see exactly what happens, but he's doing phenomenal.
I have to ask then, do certain things need to fall into place for him, like Buxton, to bypass AAA and maybe make an impact here or make a debut here?
I'm not sure he's quite ready for this. You know, he's a little less experienced in the game of baseball coming from where he has come from. But don't ever cut him short. This guy's got ability. And, you know, whether or not we promote him or whether or not where he stays, I'm not all that involved with promotions and where a guy goes, because we rely on Brad and the people that are working with him daily. But he's on a good track here.
Alex Wimmer is another guy that has been on a great roll. He's 5-1, 12 starts. So far at AA, a former first-round pick who's overcome some injuries. How satisfied, how pleased are you to see Wimmer's making a great climb here?
Very much, because he's been very sketchy here the last couple of years. He's been hurt way too much for anybody's career, but he's healthy now. His fastball's usable, although it's not a fogger. He throws 90, and it's fairly straight. But for some reason, this guy's got tremendous deception. He's got a curveball that strikes people out. He's got a changeup that strikes people out. And he sets those pitchers up with his fastball, and that's what's happening.
Josmil Pinto, is he still battling the concussion?
Yeah, he is. He's out. He's better today. I read the results of his latest exam, and now we're inching toward getting him on the field.
All right, last thought on the big league field here today. Kyle Gibson, 4-5. Jake Arrieta, 6-5. What kind of ball game are you expecting today, Terry?
Close, because Arrieta's good, and Gibson can be good. Hopefully we get one of his consistent outings, and I would like to think that we have a chance, certainly, to take this series.
How fun is this, just watching the crowds, too? This has been packed.
This has
here,
been great. Right? You can't beat this. The weather's great, the crowds are great, and we're playing pretty decent.
Thanks for your time. As always, happy Father's Day once again.
Thanks a lot, Corey.
All right, Terry Ryan joining us live. Plenty more to come here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. In just about 4 minutes from now, Chris Atterbury is anchoring today's pregame show. And then Danny and I have the call for you at 1:10 Central Time. It'll be the Twins and the Cubs. Gibson 4-5, Arrieta 6-5 opposing for Chicago. Twins are 6 over. The Cubs are 6 games over as well. The pregame show is coming up. We thank you for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. Plenty more to come here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.